Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JustUsGeeks.com, and you've stumbled upon episode 189 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. This episode of Good Old Jug is brought to you by our good friends at Geek Fuel. Go check them out at geekfuel.com/JustUsGeeks. By the way, you should go check us out on Twitter at Just Us Geeks. Lots of good fun polls going over there. We want to poll you guys over on Twitter, so we'll do that over there. Facebook.com/JustUsGeeks. Joining me tonight for episode 189 of the Just Us Geeks podcast is one 40-year-old virgin, Logan Barnes. Also joining us is Matt Wood.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is good. This is good music.
Yeah. And this is good.
Logan's here.
Yeah. He just doesn't want to talk now.
He's not going to talk anymore.
He's gonna go home and practice.
He's taking
that.
The headphones off. I'm the guy who knows everything about Fallout at this table, so
he does.
Yeah.
This is his show.
And just so you know, we recorded the pre-show just for you, but not for you at home, unless you want to pay for it.
There's a lot of helpful tips in there.
Yeah. Speaking of helpful tips, one James Stratton is joining us this week.
Wait, why am I a helpful tip?
I don't know. Okay. So, it sounds a lot like what we were talking about before.
He needed a segue, and that's what he did.
But not really.
But not quite. No. Hey, I could have used
some of your helpful tips from that period in my life.
Yeah.
Before. Instead of finding them out the hard way.
Well, we were enemies before.
No, not really. I mean,
we were in competition before.
We had mutual interests.
Yeah, that's one way to put it.
Yeah.
Are we talking about women?
Yeah, it's fine. I'm just going and put that out there. You mean to put a list of them as the podcast?
Can you hand
podcast?
Me one of those?
Yeah. Logan, why are you so sad?
I'm just letting you guys have your conversation.
I was about to ask if you've had a falling out or something.
Oh!
You did? Oh. No.
No. Okay, my bad. That's some pretty,
you did,
that's
you
some
did
pretty
call
trippy
him,
music.
You did open with Steve Carell. You called him Steve Carell.
Yeah.
Would you not like to be Steve Carell?
Not 40-year-old virgin Steve Carell.
He made a lot of money. That made Steve Carell.
Does that equal happiness, though?
It's Steve Carell. I think that guy's happy all
I'm
the
pretty
time.
Sure he's happy.
More I could money, buy a problems. Robot suit, and then I would be happy with that.
Would
so,
you?
Yeah, money.
Cyberpunk future, that's what you're going for?
Well, no, there's a company that builds mechs in Japan, and I would buy one of those. $1.5 million.
You know what you should do with that? You should take that
into
million? The dystopian future that is Fallout.
It would be worthless there, though.
Maybe.
Money. Has no value.
Well, we'll have to talk about that.
I need 1.5 million bottle caps.
What you would need is this.
They're starting it now.
So you mean to tell me all these beer bottle caps that we've just thrown away after the, you know, these all episodes would be worth something?
This is your currency.
Cash money.
So I don't know if that's what this show is about.
It is. And even if you can't read like some people we know, we hope that you could guess from the cover photo. Hey, man, it was a good alibi for you this week.
It really was. I can't read.
We're going to talk about Fallout tonight. Not Fallout 4, because we don't have it in our hands, but...
You don't.
We know there's a dog in it.
We do know there's a dog in it.
Our expectations.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
But see, here's the thing. During this episode, for once, like, I get to be the guy who knows nothing about this.
Wait, didn't you do that in the Metal Gear Solid episode?
Yeah, so there. Basically any good video game I know nothing about.
Josh knows nothing about video games.
Yeah.
It's like,
I do know that I play the Halo every now and
how's
then.
How's Halo going?
It's pretty good. We're doing
our balloon fight episode, and he'll be all over that.
Balloon fight? I like that game. That was...
Riding your ostriches with your lances?
I still hadn't played it yet.
No, don't. Halo?
Yeah.
But you have it, though, right?
I've got it. I just hadn't had a chance to... I've been out of town for the past 2 weeks.
That's right.
Is the campaign disappointing?
No, the campaign's okay.
That's all I've played. I've not played multiplayer.
I don't plan to play multiplayer.
I've just played through the campaign. I'm going to play it when I'm done with... Multiplayer when I'm done with the campaign, but... That's all I've done.
I've done a lot of multiplayer.
Yeah, he has.
Because you're the best person in the state of Mississippi.
In my house?
In my house. That's
what difficulty are you playing on the campaign?
Just the regular.
Normal.
Yeah. I never go through it on legendary.
Not first.
No, you just want to enjoy the story first.
I heard normal is really good for making you feel like a badass.
Maybe. I've heard that as well, but I've not felt that way a lot of times.
Like it's really...
It will... The times that you can pull off some of the great things that you can pull off, if you do it in one take, it feels pretty cool.
Yeah.
But most of the time, it's not. Because lock sucks.
But isn't that why we play video games?
That is why we play video games.
To feel powerful and more than what we are?
Why play a video game like Fallout that's based in some weird alternate reality?
So you can feel powerful over all of these people who are poor and destitute.
Because you have to survive under extreme conditions and you need this.
Yeah.
You need these powers and this equipment.
I need these bottle caps.
Basically, Fallout's about becoming the 1%.
Yeah.
Oh,
in the
really?
Post-apocalyptic world.
Is it Republican approved?
No, it's just you gather resources and stuff eventually that just make you ridiculous.
And it's actually in the distant future. It looks like it's made in like the 50s.
It's
and
an
60s.
Alternate reality.
Yeah,
though.
It's an alternate. Oh, it's like 2200. It's
what the main thing was the transistor was never invented. So technology never got smaller. The atomic age was ushered in and everything was nuclear powered because that's what they could make smaller.
Okay.
But things like computers and telephones never got more advanced. So they were living in the year. Every time. I don't know why.
He's like, I'm about to get smart for a minute.
It's okay. Continue.
They were living in the 2000s with these 1950s style cars and technologies and TV programs and like that's what they lived with.
It looks like an old like 50s TV show.
In number one, in Fallout 1?
No, in Fallout 1, it doesn't look like anything.
Fallout 1 is a isometric tactical RPG. So it's like above and from the side, but everything is like
it
tactical.
Looks like Diablo or StarCraft or something
okay.
like that.
But that's interesting.
But it's turn-based. So you move and VATS is what the system was for the turn-based thing. That's why in Fallout 3 and the newer ones, you can pause the game to do VATS and make executed like precision actions.
You can choose to attack a certain part of the enemy, like their head or their arms or their chest.
You. Which
like,
you just
if you go for their head, you'll get maybe a slightly lower percentage to hit.
But higher damage.
Yeah. So you take, there's that risk reward type.
And you got to do that in Fallout 1, select where you'd shoot and, It was very hard. Those games were extremely difficult compared to Fallout 3, the newer genres.
Now, from what I've seen in Fallout 4, when you use VATS, if you spec your character to use VATS, and that's like the big thing, then it doesn't actually pause the gameplay. In 3, it paused completely, and you could pick out everything.
Your
but
actions.
In this one, it slows it down. Like
bullet time almost?
Not bullet time. It's slower than that, but it's like
so the Matrix
time.
It doesn't stop everything completely. It's just it's a really slowed down version of it. So there's still that sense of urgency, and you don't have just an unlimited amount of time to plan out your attacks. Like there's still like, oh, I need to make a decision quick. Or
So if like an ogre is bearing down on you with a weapon, you have to make that decision quick to shoot him in the head.
Right. I mean, it slows down time considerably, but it doesn't completely stop it like it did in 3.
Okay.
Which is the only Fallout game that I've played.
So here's the question. How is this game still popular? I mean, because they've made Fallout 4 look like a shooter. It's what the trailers are cut.
But
to
see,
make
that's
it look
the
like.
Thing. You can play it
as a shooter, or
you can play it as a tactical RPG where you focus on VATS and
yeah. Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah. You can kind of play it however you want, and that's kind of the genius of it. Like you can specialize in unarmed skills, and you can just go around. You don't even need any weapons.
Punching people.
Go around and just punch people to death, or you can specialize in sniper rifles or any type of like speech is a big deal in that. Like you can
convince people to
you talk your way out of
dialogue
options.
Oh, okay. You'll have lots of conversations and dialogue options, and depending on your speech skill, you can talk people into doing things for you or I don't know if you played Skyrim, but it seems like it's gonna be that was wildly successful and really good. And I think it's gonna be
See, you still had those skills in like Fallout 1, though, like the speech and science and lockpick and all that.
Yeah.
To access gear and equipment and stuff that was on the field. It was just, it had no active version. It right. was all turn-based combat. Right.
Yeah.
And what year
it was
did that
more
come
like
out?
It's more like D&D almost. Mm.
It came out in 1997, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a PC only game made by Black Island Studios.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a tactical RPG. It was a spiritual successor to an much older like 1988 game called Wasteland.
Oh, wow.
It was inspired by it. It had two iterations of the tactical turn-based version. Fallout 1, that one, you're the vault dweller, and the water purification chip on your vault has gone out. So you're tasked with going to get a new chip for the vault and bringing it back.
I gotcha.
So basically the premise is the world has been nuked, or your area of the world has been nuked, and everyone has retreated underground into these vaults. And
yeah.
civilizations have existed for years and years and years in these vaults.
In the vaults.
And they've never gone outside.
They're like 100 years later just now kind yeah. of like coming out.
Yeah. And like in Fallout 3, something happens and you have to leave the vault. So you yeah. have to go out into the wasteland, and that's part of the, and that's where your adventure begins.
So your adventure begins.
Yeah.
With Liam Neeson.
But yeah, you're searching for Liam Neeson.
No, he's
your father.
Because he's your father, and then you pretty much have to make yourself.
You have to go
play as a baby.
Yeah, you play as a baby. You crawl around as a baby.
Yeah.
In Fallout 3.
It's so cool because you start out as a baby and Liam Neeson's like talking to you like, oh, hi, you know, like.
Oh, hi.
And, I'm Liam Neeson. You know, he's talking to
a
baby.
I have a particular set of skills.
And then you get this, you get this book, and it's in the style of like this baby book, and that's how you allocate your stats.
Yeah, your attributes.
Like it's S for strength, and like how many points do you want in this? But it's in the style of a baby book, so it's really cool.
That's kind of neat.
In that and way, like, and then you have intelligence, and
after you do
endurance.
All that, it skips like a couple years, and you're in like
you skip a couple years,
school,
and then you're a teenager, and you celebrate
take
your birthday
tests and stuff, and that'll like help. That's another way to do attributes, like doing school in their school test. In
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you take this test,
like
and
an
it,
aptitude test or something.
Yeah,
like
that determines what skills you should have
right.
when you start the game.
Yeah, so you kind of have complete control over everything,
but it's
and then
a
eventually,
neat, it's a neat way to customize your character.
Yeah, it was really stylistically, it was good because you start out as a baby, and that's kind of like the tutorial. Liam Neeson throws you a ball, and he's like, okay, now like
pick the ball up
and bring it to me, and you know, that's
basically
you're learning how to work the controls in the camera and blah 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 as a baby.
That's cool.
But anyway, things happen and Liam Neeson has to leave
stuff
the vault
and things.
And there's chaos, and you have to leave, and you go out into the wasteland, and that's how the game starts.
Yep.
And it's
but you can also hack the game, or
a
not.
Lot of stuff
you can
happens
glitch
from
the
there.
Game and get out while you're a teenager.
But anyway, all the fallouts take place in this world where, basically stuff went to crap. America got power crazy. They annex Canada at one point. It's over resources, oil shortages,
Canada.
Stuff
North
like that.
North Montana.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. But China
did
takes
we get robbed before?
China takes over Alaska, and then they have a thing called the...
Alaska was fun.
They have a thing called the 27-minute war, which is where everyone just nukes everyone else. It's either 27 or 17. I can't remember exactly. But the whole world nukes itself, basically. There's a big thermonuclear war. United States
which is what's going to happen anyway.
Yeah. United States is eradicated, and this company called Vault-Tec, during the turmoil when it was beginning to boil, established these things called vaults, which are underground fortresses, basically, that can store a whole bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
They had to make like hundreds of thousands of them to support the entire population, but they ended up only making like 140 something.
Oh,
or 400. But each vault turns out to be an experiment in this world too.
Oh,
so
no.
Like one vault, they put in like 99 women and one guy, or 99 guys and one girl. And there's one where like they put in it's all clones of this one guy.
Oh my God.
So all these vaults are different social experiments set up by Vault-Tec in a thing called the Grand Experiment.
Uh-huh.
So they're just various different vaults that you can discover throughout the games that have different things that have happened to them that are really interesting.
So do you play as the same character in every game or no?
No. You're okay. In Fallout 1, you were just a guy called the Vault Dweller, mm-hmm. and you come out of your vault to go get the water chip.
In Washington, D.C.
Well, this one is set in California, the West Coast. Fallout 1.
You're talking about Fallout 1.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
But you go out, you get the water chip. Second game, you play as one of the Vault Dweller's descendants in an above-ground village looking for the Garden of Eden creation kit, which is supposedly a piece of Vault technology that can terraform an area
it's Star Trek 2, the Genesis Project.
It sounds like it.
And then Fallout 3, you play the Vault Dweller, who is Liam Neeson's character's son or daughter. Yeah. And Fallout 4, you're a new Vault Dweller who just emerges.
Takes place in Boston.
Boston, yeah.
Hmm. So do we have any idea?
About New Vegas.
Guess where that takes place. Las Vegas.
I thought it took place in Old Vegas.
I didn't play New Vegas.
Is that canon?
Yeah.
It is.
Okay. It's just not
It was Bethesda. Done by a different group. It was done by Obsidian rather than Bethesda.
Right.
Yeah. So
I've heard not great things about it.
It's fun. Yeah, it has a lot of glitches, but it's still very glitchy.
At that time, open world games were still new and
Everybody knows Fallout 4 is going to release with hundreds of glitches.
No, it's going to be perfect. What are you talking about?
The Skyrim came out and fried PS3s. I'm not saying it's going to be perfect, but
I think they learned a lot from Skyrim, and Fallout 4 has been done for a while.
I tell you what. If they fry my PS4, I'm going to be very, very upset.
I mean, it's going to be a big game, but...
because that'd be two games in a row that they've made that fried my systems.
I think there's going to be... And I think there's going to be little to no issues with it.
It has been totally ready to go for quite a while.
Well, they announced it
in
June. They announced it in June.
And they showed us like actual footage. And I mean, the game was like 90% done in June.
Yeah.
It's ready to go, I would think.
But it's
they've tested the crap out of it.
It's such a big game. There's no way you can test every single thing in the game.
This game is going to make GTA money.
I've bought it twice.
They know what they're doing. They're building off the success of Skyrim, which was phenomenal money wise.
Yeah,
and it was a great game.
So when did it become like really a popular success? Like
Fallout 3.
I was about to say because it didn't sound like the first one is what got you going.
Well, the 1 and 2 were very niche games.
They
sold a lot, but they did well. But
Hold up.
I got to call them out on that. They sold a lot, but they did well.
I mean, and they did well, but it wasn't blockbuster mega hit PC game like Command and Conquer or anything like that.
However, I think that a bunch of people are going to discover those old games because with the PC release, they had the Vault Collection that came with every one of them.
Oh, comes in a little Fat Boy nuke.
Yeah, it came in a little nuke.
Huh.
You can still get those at our GameStop. I want to get one to put it just next to my Pip-Boy.
But are those games fun in 2015?
If you have the patience for that kind of game, they are fun.
Exactly.
But if you aren't a tactical guy, they are kind of draggy. Like, when you start getting to the end and you got to grind a little more and, you know, face defeat and all that, it can be a pain.
Okay. So, my question is, I've never played any of these games. Can I just go pick up Fallout 4 and get right on it?
Yeah, absolutely. They're all original stories. In Fallout 3, you play as a Vault Dweller from Washington, D.C., comes out of a vault in Washington. In this one, you play completely different story, Vault Dweller in Boston.
Boston, completely different people every time.
Okay,
I never played 1 or 2, picked up 3, and that's where I started.
The only thing is there are overarching themes.
Right.
Like, there's this group that exists, you know, all over the country, the Brotherhood of Steel.
Right.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
But, I mean, each region has their own guys that you have to learn and all this other stuff, so.
Okay.
Each game is it's an original story in the same universe.
Yeah.
But in different locations.
Shared themes, no direct connections, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you could easily pick up Fallout 4. Not knowing anything about the series and still enjoy it and
have hours upon hours of fun with it.
It's going to be its own original story with its own problems and fun. It's going to be great. It's going
to
be good.
So why are you looking forward to Fallout 4, Logan?
I think Fallout 3 was good, but each playthrough of Fallout 3 was kind of the same, roughly. Like, guns were significantly better than melee and all this other stuff. It just felt like the same game every time. I still had fun going through and finding new treasure chests and all that, or safes, rather. But I think Fallout 4 is going to be a little more extensive, expansive. It's going to be wider.
Yeah.
There's the gun customization, base building, all kinds of stuff in it that just seem to add to the interest.
Okay. So what would you advise me do if I've never played this game before and I decide, well, let me just go pick it up? How would you advise me to approach this game? Fallout
4. Just do it. Like Shia LaBeouf advice. I mean,
do it!
Because it is one of those games you can go in, start with any build you want, really.
Well, I think that he would do well with the shooter, like playing it like a shooter.
Yeah. You don't even have to like have a build planned out.
No. Like you just go in and pick like skills
pick
that you
as
think
you
just
fun.
Go and play. And I don't know if the skill up thing is going to be like Skyrim, but whatever you do, that's what you're going to gain.
No, it's going to be
it's
flat experience.
Okay, and you're going to pick perks along the way.
It's going to be like Fallout 3.
You level up like you do in an RPG game, but every level you get different perks, and there's like a giant list of things.
Some of them are silly. Some of them are serious. Like one called Bloody Mess. You have a higher chance of dealing critical damage, and when you do, your opponents have an extremely high chance of exploding into body parts when you kill them.
Amazing. And when you do that, when you do that in VATS, like if you have an enemy that approaches you and you hit the VATS button, it stops time or slows down time, and you can shoot like their leg,
and their leg will just explode,
and
or
their
fly
leg
off.
Will explode, and their arms and their head will just. It's just a gory mess.
There's
one perk where a mysterious stranger will randomly come in if you're in combat. He'll randomly come in and just
ace a guy.
Yeah, he'll just one shot a guy.
Stranger danger.
There's also perks. There's one in Fallout 3 called Weird Wasteland, which allows you to access special story events. Like there's an alien UFO that lands, and you can find it and kill the aliens and take their gear.
Oh, Mothership Zeta?
Well, no, the Weird Wasteland perk, there is a special event that you can find in the desert that's just an alien ship.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Even without the expansion.
Huh.
But you also get weird choices like, oh, some people will talk to you about ghosts or whatever if you have the Weird Wasteland perk. And there are story perks, and then there are game enhancement perks as well that enhance the way you play.
Nice.
I hope you play it, Josh.
I think I'm going to. I mean, I'm not really sure what I thought that this was, but I just assumed that I have missed out. You know, like Metal Gear.
Can you play a first-person shooter?
Yeah.
Then you can play
Fallout. Well, I mean, like story mode, like the story-wise, it seemed to me that this you know, like I'd missed out on some key pieces, but... You know, obviously, if
you don't need,
you don't
it's
need
like
it.
It's like playing Assassin's Creed. You don't have to have the knowledge of the other games to play this one. I mean, it's not to compare Fallout to Assassin's Creed because that's ridiculous.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it sort of sounds that way.
I mean, and the fact that each game has its own story and you can play however you want, and it's this. Yeah. It's this own
its
individual
own
story. Yeah. I mean, you can play 4 having not played any of the other ones and still enjoy it.
It is interesting to note
it's not Metal Gear 5.
That each Fallout game is chronologically further into the war's future than the previous one.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's like the general That's the general world.
That's
that
why
you're
they can
in.
Call it Fallout 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Right.
And
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's what's, I guess, was deceptive
but
about
see, when
it.
You
to me.
And this is from what I know of 4. You can start this game, and it's a man and a woman. You're both married, and you customize both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it generates a baby off of what you create from those two.
Sounds familiar. Perhaps like something I've done before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can do that in GTA Online, too. That's how you make your character.
You can do that.
I think he's talking about real life.
Yeah, yeah, that's the one I was going with.
He has a child.
He customized his face, and then 10 years later...
And you can play as either
still
the,
ugly.
You can play as the guy or the girl, and you have a baby, and God knows what continues from there. I'm sure it grows up and it becomes
a human.
Yeah.
Well, it was a born human,
a useful human that can
kill,
you know,
things and
play
fight
in
mutants.
The wasteland.
Hmm.
But yeah, Fallout 4, it's coming out Tuesday. It will be the game of the year.
You think so?
Absolutely.
It'll at least have a game of the year edition.
It sure will. Yep. I mean,
every one of them has it. Well, yeah. Three has it.
Well, I mean,
and Bethesda's one of those companies that comes out with a major game every 5 years, and when they do, it's a huge deal. It's like
Skyrim
Rockstar.
Wasn't even 5 years ago, though.
It's like Rockstar. Yeah, Skyrim was 11?
3 years ago, I believe. Yeah,
yeah.
11.
Or no, 12. 2012.
I think it was.
Or was
11,
it
11, 11?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was 2011.
Interesting. Okay, so I should just go out and get it. I don't need this Pip-Boy edition that Logan is getting.
You don't.
No,
I didn't get the Pip-Boy edition.
I've got the Pip-Boy edition. I don't know what Logan's talking about. He just paid for it for me.
I hold
Logan's Fallout experience in my hands.
I have nothing to counter that with.
I mean, you really don't. What are you going to do?
He controls it. There's...
I mean, I could give you your money back, I guess, but I'm not going to do that. So
nope.
He's just going
to. You don't
he's
have to have the. You don't have to have the Pip Boy to have the full experience.
Okay, yeah, but good. You do have a smartphone, so you can download the app.
You also have the a Pip Boy in the game that you just work with the controller for.
But if you have the Pip Boy app, though, you can heal on the fly. Like, just look at your Pip Boy and be like, "Use this thing for my inventory."
If the audience could see me now,
we'd have to blur it.
Or black bar it.
Or black bar it, yeah.
But, yeah.
No, I'll get it
the
to Pip-Boy's you
cool,
on release
though.
Day. If it, as soon as it comes in, I'll give it to you.
Thank you, James.
You're welcome.
Nice. The Pip-Boy's cool, though. That's a neat addition.
It's going to go on a shelf, and I want to get that.
I just want to clarify why I'm having to give it to Logan. It's
yeah,
because,
please do.
Because, you know, they, in their all their wisdom, decided that large phones were not going to fit the Pip-Boy.
Yeah, which was dumb, you know, considering
like,
iPhone 6 Plus.
iPhone 6 Plus and Samsung Galaxy Notes will not fit this thing.
It's a valid reason for them to do it, though, because more of the normal-sized phones are out there.
Couldn't you just make like a thing that expanded out, like
you
a
sure
selfie
could.
Stick?
You but sure could.
It has the plastic screen, though.
I asked James this earlier when we were at dinner. He has the 6 Plus. Is that not the majority? Do most people not have a 6 Plus?
They don't.
I think more people have the 6, but there is a lot of people that have the 6 Plus. I mean, there are a lot of people who have 5.5-inch display phones.
I'm sorry to burst your bubble, though, Josh. Mm-hmm. Not everybody uses just iPhones. So.
No, they have Android phones.
He said 5.5-inch phones.
And most Android phones are 5.5-inch phones. Yeah.
And they don't fit the Pip-Boy.
No.
I think the majority of phones out there right now are regular size screens.
No, they're not.
Not phablet screens.
No, they're not. This isn't a phablet. It's in between.
And no, that's in the phablet range, buddy.
No, not in 2015.
Mine is a phone. Mine is a phone.
Yeah, yours is a phone.
Yours is a phone.
Will your phone fit it?
Yeah, his phone will.
Okay.
Logan, will your phone fit it?
It'll fit it, but it won't play the app.
It can check it around in there.
I can paste a picture of the
so you have the Pip-Boy, but you can't even use it because your phone sucks.
Yeah, although I could sell the Pip-Boy edition for like $500 and buy a new phone.
Whoa!
Oh, now that he's told me that, I think I'm going to give you your money back, and I'm going to sell the Pip-Boy edition.
I'm not going to sell $500. It's going to go on a desk.
As long as you promise you're not going to sell it, then
I won't.
I'll keep it. I'll give it to you.
I'll keep
your money. I'll give it to you.
I promise I won't sell it, James.
You got your fingers crossed. I see that.
You have to wear that to every podcast from now on.
From now on, you got to wear your Pip-Boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can't work.
This is how you text from now on.
Yeah.
I would wear it all the time.
We know you would. That's why
just
we're glad
to be
you
like,
don't have a phone.
Hey, people,
works.
I got this super rare Pip-Boy edition.
And they would be like, oh,
what's
go
a
away.
Pip-Boy? Get out of here.
But yeah, Josh, play Fallout. I would love for you to try it.
Okay, we want to see your funny stories.
I'll have them, I guarantee.
Because you can get some funny stories in Fallout.
Oh, yeah.
One of my funniest stories is Fallout 3. You know Tenpenny Tower?
Yeah.
It's a big
Tenpenny.
It's a big tall apartment block.
Well, it's either Tenpenny Tower or Megaton, right?
Yeah. Like
because you can either you have the choice of destroying one town or the other, and your base of operations will either be Tenpenny Tower or
Megaton. Right at the beginning.
And I chose Megaton.
But
I blew up.
Tenpenny Tower is a big apartment complex that's like no mutants allowed. We only want humans here.
Uh-huh.
It's real high class. I bust into this place, sprint past the security all the way up to Tenpenny's room, bust open onto his balcony where he is, target him in Vats as I'm jumping over the edge of the balcony, okay? Blow his head off with a pistol, and as I'm falling to the ground to my death, I just did this for fun, I spot a guard under me, hit Vats on him, and kill him with my flaming sword and survive the fall.
These are the things that are possible.
And then he turned around to tell his girlfriend about it.
And she wasn't there. It,
my brother was watching me do this, so there's a witness.
Who?
My brother.
Oh, okay.
Well, so, see, now if you play this on the PS4, you can record all this.
That crazy stuff.
Yeah. That's awesome. Okay. So
that's probably my favorite feature of this new generation of consoles is that you can save clips of sweet, wicked things you do in video games.
I had my first experience with the Xbox game DVR. Out. It's terrible.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why is that?
You know, PlayStation is super easy. You hit the share button. Yeah. It saves the last 15 minutes. You can go in and cut it out.
Yeah, right.
With Xbox and the game DVR, you have to go into the system. It's not always recording. And tell it to save the last 5 minutes. Then go into their editing studio, which is a completely like separate program. Cut it. It may miss half of what you wanted to save. It may corrupt it. And then you have to cut it out of that.
Hmm. Well, that's stupid.
And then you have to upload it like to their upload share. You can't just put it straight to like Facebook or YouTube that I've discovered.
This is why I've held off on the old Xbox until Halo. So
I'll never own another Xbox.
Yeah, probably won't.
Because I had a really cool clip from Halo I wanted to share, and then I had to go through all that garbage, and I'm like, nope, no one can see this railgun spree.
I had an OG, and I had a 360, and then I'm done.
That's all you need.
I'm done.
All right. Who's playing Fallout? Let's
Fallout
hear from you.
Fallout 4, guys.
Fallout 4. I think I'm going to pick it up. We'll see how bad I am at it. Probably very.
We should have all gather and play it. We should watch you play it.
What we should do is we should do a let's play and get more people than this guy to watch us on Twitch or something. Because, I mean, he only had one health. How hard could that be? So,
he'll be playing it. Sure.
I know he will be. I'm actually looking forward to watching Dylan play Fallout. I thought about that earlier.
Be sure to tune in to Tater.
Some weird random series of
Twitch.com/Tater. T8T.
The number 3.
T8T3R.
Tater.
Spelled by a true Tater.
Our good friend Tater.
Yeah, he says something. Alrighty. So, you know, I was going to have better metal music for this, but I didn't. I forgot. So, next week, we're going to talk about James Bond, right? Spectre.
Okay.
Spectre came out today, as you're hearing this.
Spectre.
Hopefully, you're going to go watch Spectre. I'm crying.
Do you remember what Spectre stands for? Sabre.
I sort of do.
Sabre.
And, you know, like, that almost, I think, was a question from my friend Joel Sharpton. When I appeared on his podcast, What Makes Me Weird? Great guy. He had me on his show, What Makes Me Weird, which you should check out on iTunes. And we talked about Bond. He's a huge Bond guy. I love Bond. We talked about geeking out over Bond and how we got started loving on Bond. And you don't even do that anyway, so why are you making those motions? Do me a huge favor. Go over to Facebook and you left Matt
just
hanging.
Leaving him hanging.
Go to Facebook, leave Matt hanging, and then when you're done, go like the What Makes Me Weird with Joel Sharpton page, and check out the episode What I Appeared On, where we talk about James Bond.
What's Where I Appeared On?
What's Where I Be? On...
Oh, yeah!
On the iTunes.
That's how everybody talks in Fallout.
Is it? Should I just start talking like that?
No.
Yeah. Don't do that.
It's like four voice actors in Fallout 3. That was my problem with it.
Don't do that. But go listen to this episode of this podcast, because I had a lot of fun recording it, and you should listen to it. It'll be fun. So, What Makes Me Weird with Joel Sharpton. He asked me what made me weird, and it was weird. My answer was weird, because I was caught off guard.
I don't know if I want to say what makes me weird.
Yeah, I was kind of that way, too, so I said something weird.
We don't have that... explicit rating. So
no, but we do have video footage of our own for our own selves. So just remember that.
I should post that.
Parts of it.
What does that music mean?
Now it's time for That's My Jam.
Oh!
Logan. Short show.
Logan, what yo jam?
Can we go to somebody else? Fallout is definitely a future jam for me.
Okay, a future jam. Yeah. But what about your current jam?
My current jam?
You have a current jam.
I don't really have one. This week was really busy for me, actually. Okay.
Cool.
National Novel Writing Month, I guess, kicked off. That's what's kept me busy.
I thought maybe you were going to say NaNoWriMo. Yeah. There you go.
I am 8,000 words into my second novel.
You should publish your last year somewhere, and we'll link to it.
Oh, God, no.
Is it that bad?
It's pretty terrible. It has that no editing the copy that I share with people.
It doesn't have to be good. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, it's just
it just
about,
has to be words.
It's just about putting 50,000 coherent words on paper.
All work and no play makes Logan a dull boy.
If you can do that, who cares what it is?
Exactly.
Just put it out there and you're good.
And do it. So NaNoWriMo, Fallout 4.
Go out there and do it.
Go do it.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it. We should trademark that. Matt, what's your jam?
Nike.
Pretty sure we can.
We
My jam is Fallout 4.
There you
I'm
go.
Sorry.
It's coming.
You getting a Pip-Boy edition?
It's a future jam. I'm not getting a Pip-Boy edition. I just can't.
He'll just kill you and take yours since yours is useless.
I don't care about that much immersion.
No, I don't either.
I don't knock anybody who does it. That's great.
Yeah.
If you want a Pip-Boy, put your phone in it. That's fine. That's wonderful.
You do whatever you want to do.
Play it however you want to play it, but I just want the game. I just want the game. It's good.
James, what's your jam of the week, sir?
My jam is me being a horrible husband. It's currently my anniversary, and I'm sitting here with you geeks.
Napalm backflip.
Hey.
Hi.
Your wife is asleep.
Probably.
The sweatpants are a thing.
It's my 4-year anniversary, so I guess my jam's going to be...
Congratulations.
Going to be a marriage.
That's my jam of the week is James's anniversary.
It's a good one. It's a very good one.
Your marriage is older than
four
I am.
4 years of marriage.
That's true. My marriage is older than Logan.
Oh, man. The things that you've done in your marriage that Logan
truly
can only dream of.
Never, congratulations.
Never dream of.
You should never share
Thank
them
you,
with
Matt.
Him. Or you should just get Matt to tell you about them and record them.
Yeah.
Release it for a
there's
a
some
fee.
Helpful. There's some helpful
the
tips
$1.99 yeah. will get you.
So there's some helpful tips in there, right, Logan?
I'm playing with this bottle cap, so.
Okay. You didn't take notes.
This is currency.
Yeah, currency.
Next week, that's currency.
November 10th!
It's coming.
Some guy did buy a copy with bottle caps.
Yeah,
so.
He did.
They were pretty cool.
Some guy also watched the new Star Wars movie.
I was going to say there's been some really great stuff about Star Wars this week.
Yeah.
That being one of them, the new posters look pretty great.
That was really cool how they did that.
You know what's terrible about the new posters?
We had kind of a heated discussion about Star Wars.
I can't keep them.
You can't keep... Oh, my God.
Disney is requesting all posters be returned after the movie is gone.
Yeah, because they know people will scalp them like crazy.
You can't order anymore. Each theater only gets two of them. And you can't order any more.
You're the movie poster guy. What am I going to do?
Nobody's going to do them.
Oh, my God.
Then they're going to burn them on webcam so everyone can watch.
They will sell them on their
website.
That's
how much of a monster Star Wars is.
Yeah, it's going to be huge.
That's how much of a monster Disney is.
I'm talking like theaters with 17 screens, and they're going to have like 6 screens of it.
Yeah.
We'll only have 2 posters for Showtime.
That's so stupid.
You can't order any more.
Well, our discussion...
Why don't they just print more?
Because they're dumb.
What's wrong with them?
Our discussion about...
They don't want them to get out.
Money. They can sell their own versions.
Our discussion about Star Wars led me to Twitter this week, where there have been some changes on the Twitter. Go to our Twitter, at JustusGeeks. And one of the cool new features they've added are polls. You can poll your folks. Our poll, which by the time you hear this will be over, was help us decide something, because amongst ourselves we had this discussion. The new Star Wars movie,
Luke.
Will we see Luke join the dark side? # The Force Awakens. 354 of you have answered it at the time of our recording. And yes wins, 53-47%. So,
no.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
I think
people are very, very divided about it.
I talked to Crystal about that, and she said she always wanted Luke to go to the dark
Everybody
side.
Everybody wants Luke to go to the dark side because
the
dark side is cool, quote-unquote.
Yeah. Yeah. In the third movie, he was dressed all in black anyway.
Yeah.
He was dressed like a Sith.
She said that she wanted him to go the whole time. You know, because she's like, hey, you know, this is what we got over here.
They've got cookies.
They got cookies.
And you never go back, I hear.
Yeah.
So
now, once you go dark.
Well, then explain why in the production stills he's all Jedi'd out, and also in that trailer he's wearing brown and white.
The only thing I've seen, I haven't seen the production stills, but the only thing I've seen is him touching R2 with his robot
hands.
Yeah,
the only thing that I've seen in the trailers is just him touching R2.
Yeah, and he's wearing white and brown.
Well,
it's just brown.
See, I mean, it's really the Jedi.
Look what you started.
We're reading way too much
into
it.
You started a fight.
Yeah.
There's a reason he's not on any of the promotional stuff.
And J.J. Abrams said that.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, it's totally intentional.
Yeah.
It's because he's old.
We don't want you to know what's going on with Luke Skywalker.
It's because there were too many lens flares in that cut, and we had to just get rid of it. So.
Well, I'm so sick of that lens flare joke.
He's done this before, though, J.J. Abrams, where he's like, oh, Cloverfield's not a giant monster. It's a giant monster. Super 8, it's not a giant alien. It's a giant alien.
He never said it wasn't a giant alien in Super 8. They just didn't want to show it to you.
Yeah, but he does this whole mystery box thing. So now everybody's like, oh, Luke's evil, and it's not going to be evil. He'll just be a Jedi.
I think he's going to be
dead. I don't know what they're going to do with Luke.
I think Luke's dead.
I don't think he's going to be dead because he's going to be an 8. They've already confirmed that he's going to be an 8.
Force Ghost.
Force Ghost, yeah, that's true.
Force Ghost, coast to coast.
Force Ghost, coast to coast.
Hi, I am Luke Skywalker.
No, you're not.
I'm George Nuri, and welcome to
Golden Mellow Hour.
Who knows? No. December 17th can't get here soon enough.
No, it can't.
That's the date right before.
Yeah. Well, that's
December 18th.
The early showings are on the 17th. We've already sold 3 theaters of it?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was expecting. Well, let's go get in line, guys, and yeah.
Can't bring our lightsabers or masks.
No, but I have a sweet shirt that I'm wearing. It says "Praise the Lord," and it has a great photo of Vader on it.
This is going to be the year of Fallout and Star Wars.
I think so. I think that maybe this is the year that Halo doesn't get the year they wanted. I think that they. I don't know.
Is it doing well?
Tomb Raider's definitely not going to do well.
Tomb Raider's getting
boned. They made it the exclusive.
X-boned.
Yeah. Oh, the Xbox marketing team was like, oh, it can stand up against Fallout. Go home.
It's coming out on the same day.
I'm just going to wait for a Black Friday sale on that one.
Or not play it at all.
I'm just going to wait till next year and get it on PS4.
When it's the Ultimate Edition.
Game of the Year edition.
Yeah, because,
so you can get crappy multiplayer content.
Well, I have the first one on PS4, so why would I want to play the second one on my Xbox?
I had mine on PS3, so I don't really care.
Well,
I've got
the first one on PS4, so I would like to play the second one on PS4. I'll wait till next year.
I played it on PS3. It was okay.
I'll be sure to spoil it for you.
I say okay. I'll it was really good. I was impressed with it.
Ding. Right in the winky wink.
I thought it was much better than Uncharted.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody agrees with me on that.
I agree.
I don't.
You don't think Tomb Raider is better than
Let's ask him if
Uncharted?
He agrees.
I think it was.
I thought so too.
Uncharted is just way over the top too, and I hate Naughty Dog shooting.
I hate the shooting in Uncharted.
It's like Last of Us had the same crappy shooting mechanic.
I think that they're doing this intentionally so you can't go home to your wife.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Anyway, you have the power to stop
it. I do.
I hate it Uncharted.
So I am.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. All right. Make sure you keep checking out JusticeGeeks.com for your daily dose of everything geek. Thanks for hanging out with us for episode 189 of the Justice Geeks podcast, the Fallout edition. All right. Do these things. Go check us out every single day over at JusticeGeeks.com. You know, got everything over there from tech to Transformers, TV music, news reviews, Now 18 at some point, video games, and more. Go do that thing. And the social medias, facebook.com/JustUsGeeks, on Twitter @JustUsGeeks, on Instagram, JustUsGeeks. Go check us out on Instagram. This weekend, have some really fun things on Instagram for you, so go check it out over there. And by the way, Logan, I guess we should say that, you know, your Scare Josh campaign almost worked.
I think we just need to make sure it guaranteed happens next year.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
It was really, really incredibly short notice, honestly.
Yeah, you waited too long.
We couldn't get it in time. I didn't know you were that afraid of them until that episode.
Well,
so
then you had that whole day. So
now we know.
Yeah.
We got new followers out of that.
Yeah, we did. And you know what we didn't get out of that? we got a funny conversation with our good friend Tim Murphy from the formerly good podcast. I heard that was good. I heard that was they don't do them anymore.
Wait, I heard that doesn't exist.
He's the tall one.
He's the tall one. Okay.
He's the tall one.
He's the karaoke-er.
Yeah.
The other one just wiggles and thinks he wins a competition.
I miss that guy.
You seen his fiance?
Yeah, he wiggled and won a competition, I guess.
Yeah. He wins, bud.
Yeah, where's your fiance, Logan?
Oh, hello.
She hasn't been delivered yet.
Delivered?
You're still waiting for that contact to load up in your phone, huh?
She got hit by a bus.
That was really funny. I laughed so hard at that.
I like that joke.
That's pretty good. Oh, Logan.
She got hit by a bus.
She lives in Canada. She lives underground in the vaults.
She
could be a vault dweller.
She's a vault dweller, yeah.
That's your only four. Your only hope is to get in that vault with 99 women.
Oh, God, no. That's a nightmare.
A dream come true, huh?
Good job, James.
Sorry. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Want to start a flame in your heart.